change mine. Do it today.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, April 10th, 2025 edition. Just to wrap up this story of Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Speaker Matt Hall from Lansing in the Oval Office yesterday, getting a shout out from President Trump, actually being allowed to make a comment toward the end. Donald Trump made a decision to pause the tariffs yesterday afternoon. Well, of course, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is taking credit that this morning the governor delivered a speech in Washington, D.C. to business leaders about the devastating effects tariffs were having on Michiganders, from companies increasing prices, laying off workers, to retirement accounts being wiped out. After the speech, President Trump announced the 90-day pause, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer called this a step in the right direction. We'll provide relief to many businesses across the state, but we still remain concerned about the tariffs that will hurt the American auto companies. Paul, when asked whether or not he knew about the meeting in the Oval Office beforehand or not, said no comment. However, President Trump has always been a champion for Michigan. We are fortunate to have such a strong partner in the Oval Office who supports American manufacturing workers, our military, and our Great Lakes, Hall said. That's why it was great to join President Trump and his administration this afternoon to work on the issues that matter most to our state and to do what we can do to build on his success. It's good to know that President Trump shares our priorities, and we're going to work side by side with President Trump to keep Michigan strong and thriving. Well, a photo circulating online of Whitmer in the Oval Office shows Governor Whitmer looking less than comfortable standing next to Speaker Matt Hall in the Oval Office. To this, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who has announced his candidacy for governor, quipped on his Twitter X account, "When were you made aware of this stop on your book tour?" Got quite a few shares, got quite a few likes, quite a few repostings, but it was kind of very obvious that Whitmer was not comfortable being in the Oval Office with Donald Trump behind the Resolute desk. Kind of interesting the way she appeared in that photo, as well as when the cameras were on her. Now, one of the other things that came out was interesting. The timing of it was Donald Trump's announcing the pause for 90 days on all of the tariffs on foreign countries except for China. Earlier in the day, he had raised it, the tariffs on China, their products coming into the United States, to 104%. Well, when he put in the pause and reduced the tariffs to all other foreign countries down to 10% for the next 90 days, he increased the tariff to China to 125%. Very simply, the fact that they are retaliating against Donald Trump's tariffs Well, he's fighting fire with fire. Increasing the amount on tariffs for incoming products from China, said we can play this game for as long as they want. They need access to our market more than we need access to theirs. We can get their products from other countries, or we can even start manufacturing them here in America. Once we get through this trade war, America will come out first. So very, very interesting activities going on yesterday in Washington, D.C. Now, the question came up with some political pundits and others. Does Michigan need its own DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency? MERS News Service asked numerous lawmakers and political pundits on whether or not we need to create a state-level Department of Government Efficiency based on how President Trump is working with ex-Tesla SpaceX owner Elon Musk to power back the federal government. The responses that MERS News Service got came from first Senator Sarah Anthony, Communist Democrat from Lansing, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator Anthony said that she's thought about this issue for a while, since the lion's share of state employees live in her mid-Michigan Lansing-based district. She said she's seen what's taken place with federal employees and how an unelected billionaire is literally using a chainsaw to find efficiencies. As the person who helps negotiate the state budget process, I know everything requires a scalpel. We don't have room for negative consequences to find efficiencies. That's not to say that there aren't areas where we can tighten our belts. We can always find ways to be more efficient. Actually, we do this on an annual basis. We do have areas of duplication. And now, for anyone who is serious about helping us in those areas, I welcome it. It's a part of good government. But to create chaos among state employees in a way that creates dysfunction and wreaks havoc, I don't support that. In the end, the biggest losers end up being the public. From what I've seen, these efficiencies at the federal level haven't been realized yet. I've dug into some of their reports, and what we're finding is that all of this is alleged waste. And all these people who apparently aren't doing anything is fake math. It's contracts that haven't already expired, and it's picking on some employees who the Supreme Court said the way in which they are being fired is illegal. Not true. Ball-faced lie statement. Supreme Court and other courts just deemed yesterday afternoon that Trump firing federal employees is constitutional. So it's not illegal, Sarah. She finished her statement by saying, what we're going to find is that DOGE is not working. And I hate to embrace the same concepts and approaches at the state level. Yeah. Okay, very good, Sarah. Well, what did the Republicans have to say? Well, State Representative Ann Bowen, chair of the House Appropriations Committee, opposite Senator Sarah Anthony, says, yes, We definitely need it. But in Michigan, it's going to be called BOGE. B-O-G-E. Budget Overhaul of Government Expenditures. Not government efficiencies, but government expenditures via a budget overhaul. Now, you have to understand, Bolin, folks, chairs the House Appropriations Committee. That's where this next upcoming budget for fiscal year 2026 has to originate. And if she's talking about budget overhaul of government expenditures, that's talking about some major cuts. Senator Joseph Bellino, Republican from Monroe, says we 100% need a DOGE in Michigan. He noted that he's 64 and a half and is on Medicare. He said he notified human resources folks that he'd be willing to keep his Medicare as long as the state picks up the cost for his supplemental, as opposed to staying on the state-provided health insurance. Bellino said he was told the state keeps all of its older workers on their state's insurance policy. Well, Bellino said, my insurance is $2,000 a month for my family because the state doesn't let older employees like us take Medicare. That's a waste of millions of dollars a year and a very small little thing to do. It's a bureaucratic agency that costs the state a lot of money. I would go on Medicare tomorrow and save the state money, but they won't let me do it. Bellino also noted that in his first term, then House Appropriations Chair Shane Hernandez went back and forth with the Department of Transportation about funding 260 unfilled positions that the department hadn't used for years. We'll finish this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I'm going to do a little housekeeping and get to your text messages. Tom Petoskey and also Ypsilanti. I don't know why I have him stored in there that way. Petoskey and Ypsilanti. Oh, that's right. Your phone number was from Ypsilanti. He says, unbelievable. Whitmer needs to shut up and fix the roads. We still have the worst roads in the United States. She has done nothing to recommend her for any office. Rod Wheeler, this story pisses me off as much as it did yesterday. As much today as it did yesterday when he first heard it. Cliff Delaney, he said that that all is secondary. Whitless should have been asking for help with this storm. The cost of EM and clearing the roads will fall on the counties without state and federal aid. Then the co-ops, PIE&G alone, is going to have in excess of $25 million in costs this month. This month. In closing, Cliff says, President Trump should never have said Whitless was a good person and was doing a good job. Wrong comment. Yeah, I agree. But he was playing nice. He won the state of Michigan. He's working with Speaker Hall on what really needs to be done here in the state. And for whatever reason, Hall decided to invite her to come into the Oval Office with him. I think it was Hall. I don't think it was Trump that got her inside the room. Todd says, good to hear you back on the radio. However, we're still without power west of Mackinac City near Wilderness. Yep, they're heading your way, buddy. The infantry is coming. I saw one picture yesterday. I don't know exactly where it was, but they had, I counted in the photograph, 15 white work trucks, the big ones with the buckets, all of them at a pole. This was probably, I'm going to say, half mile, three quarters of a mile long, 15 trucks I counted. Every single one of them were replacing a pole at the same time. This was a unbelievable picture. Every single one of those poles had snapped, and they were in the process of replacing them. The only thing I hope is that they get out there and start the tree trimming as soon as possible to prevent this from ever happening again. Better yet, I would love to have seen them trenching and burying those lines instead of replacing telephone poles. But that's a lot more work, takes longer, and I'm sure they were just trying to get people's power restored. So, pretty interesting. Does Michigan need its own DOGE? Well, the bottom line is, this is partisan. Democrats against it, Republicans for it. House Minority Floor Leader Brian Posmus, Republican from Rockford, said, no question, we need a MI DOGE. Extreme excess and abuse of taxpayer dollars isn't restricted just to the federal government. Until we take control of this governor's office, take back the Senate, we will not be able to implement the changes that the House GOP has made to appropriations, oversight, and rules. Matt Maddock, Majority Vice Chair. If you don't think there's waste, fraud, and abuse in an $84 billion state budget, then you're either in on the scam or you're blind. Senator Jim Runstedt, also chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Michigan's budget has ballooned by over 40% since Whitmer took office. Yet many families still don't feel the government is working for them. Every budget is riddled with special projects, and nearly every department has offices and programs that waste taxpayer money. Corporate handouts consistently fail, yet $670 million still being spent by SOAR Fund over the last 3 years have created zero jobs. Last year, the legislature voted to approve over $4 billion in Michigan business subsidies, all while people and our businesses are leaving the state. Earlier this year, a battery maker fled the state after taking nearly $1 million from our taxpayers. Creating a Michigan DOGE would allow every dollar to go further and guarantee taxpayers receive the services they truly need, said Runstedt. Absolutely agree with all that. Read the Democrats' comments? No, not so much. So I didn't read them. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to Trucker.